Anywhere that a hardcore heroin addict is waking up this morning, there may only be one thing on his mind: how to get the money to buy more drugs. When addicts get desperate, a quiet underground economy helps them by giving them cash for what they steal. NPR's Chris Arnold went to one small town in Massachusetts where a police detective has been trying to crack down on the trade in stolen goods.
Police Lieutenant Gerald Poirier is settling into a booth at the train car-shaped diner on the main street in Gardner, Massachusetts.
We're in the Blue Moon Diner. It's an old, I think they call it a Pullman diner. It used to be on wheels.
Gardner is an old furniture factory town turned bedroom community about 50 miles outside Boston. And over lunch, Detective Poirier explains how in the past 5 to 10 years, heroin, OxyContin, and cocaine have moved in here in a big way.
Living in a small town all my life and being a small town cop, I never thought I would see the heroin come to Gardner and its associated crime.
Poirier says a friend of his died of an OxyContin overdose. One of his own son's friends is hooked on heroin, and he's watched addict after addict resort to theft, mostly shoplifting. A couple of DVD players here, a few pairs of wind pants there.
Individually, it goes mostly unnoticed. Collectively, it's colossal.
Poirier says he's spoken to the so-called loss prevention officers at the area's Walmart, Kmart, Home Depot, Shop and Stop, and other stores. He says one store alone, just up the road from here, lost $650,000 from shoplifting last year. Poirier thinks a big chunk of that went to buy illegal drugs.
They've OD'd about 7 times already.
31-year-old Kevin Boudreau just finished an 8-month sentence for shoplifting at the local Walmart store. He was also convicted of assault and battery for shoving a store employee. Boudreau wears a baseball cap and a nice shirt and jeans. Aside from a black eye, he looks pretty together. Since he couldn't get drugs in jail, Boudreau says he's going on a year of being mostly clean. But Boudreau gets choked up remembering back 6 years ago, the Saturday morning when his life started to fall apart. Boudreau is 24. He was working as a car salesman, living with his fiance and raising their 2-year-old daughter.
So I put it in a high chair in front of the TV. And I said, "You want apple juice, orange juice, orange juice?" I put it in a sippy cup. I said, "Okay, now daddy's going to go poops." I sat down on the toilet and I shut the door and I took my bathrobe and the belt of the bathrobe I took off and I tied my arm off like a tourniquet you would use.
Boudreau hadn't told his fiance that he'd been snorting heroin with friends, had gotten hooked, and had started shooting it.
My fiance walked in. She saw me there with a needle, tourniquet, and blood dripping off my arm, and all I could say to her is, "It's not what you think." I mean, what do you say? She kicked me out, put a restraining order on me.
After that, Boudreau lost his job, was shooting heroin all the time, and shoplifting everything from DVDs to power tools to pay for it.
You just go into Walmart, and what they're doing now is, the new thing is you have someone wait by an emergency door, and you go to the luggage area, get a bag, unzip it, stick 70 movies in there, zip it up, push it by the shoe department, kick the door open, jump in your car, it's waiting right there, and you zip around. Before any security knows what's going on, you're already gone. You figure 70 movies at $10 a piece is $700.
Not bad for half an hour's work. $10 a movie is what Boudreau could sell new release movies for. He had a fence, a bar owner a couple of towns over who would buy a lot of stuff, or if he'd stolen, say, a bunch of Black Angus T-bone steaks.
You walk into a bar and just say, "I got steaks half price right now," and people start raising their hands.
And then there's always the pawn shops and secondhand stores.
The most I would pay for what you have here is about 20.
Jerry Brothheim is haggling over a set of tools at his secondhand store called Red's. Detective Poirier has come by the store in the nearby town of Leominster and is taking a look at Brothheim's books. By law, stores like this have to check ID and keep a record of who sold them what.
If I'm not mistaken, I think I arrested this guy for armed robbery.
Nothing would surprise me.
This guy right here, I did a drug raid on his house in Gardner. Yeah, he's a drug pusher. What did he bring in here?
I don't
know. Kobe portable CD, cassette, AM, FM radio.
Kobe, yeah, that's a cheap unit.
Olympus digital camera.
Yeah.
Brothheim says the people selling the stuff always say it's not stolen.
"I don't even have money for gas. I got to sell this because I got to go look for a job." I mean, you get all these stories.
As Detective Poirier's leaving the shop, a young couple pulls up in a minivan. The man brings in a stereo to sell for cash. Poirier suspects these people here right now are trying to get money for drugs. The young woman in the car looks kind of half awake and twitchy.
See the girl sleeping in the car? She's dope sick. Yeah, she's probably dope sick. I know the guy. I see his name in the other stores all the time. He's always bringing in electronics and jewelry and stuff.
And now, how come you can't do anything in this situation? I mean, because you don't know.
I don't know where the stuff is coming from. I have to know the stuff is stolen. I have to know where it comes from. It has to be reported first before I can do anything. And being dope sick isn't a crime.
So we just drive away. But Poirier says it's frustrating to see this underground economy in broad daylight giving people money to buy drugs. Retail industry estimates are that some $10.5 billion worth of merchandise a year is shoplifted from stores nationwide. Some experts think organized crime and smaller rings of drug addicts, sometimes working together, account for most of the losses. But each crime is pretty small, so store managers and police often don't pursue them.
I've been trained as a police officer to prevent crime, and nobody's trying to prevent this from happening. It's almost like it's user-friendly for criminals to come into the big chain stores, take what they want.
Store security officials say they have to balance cracking down on shoplifters with making the stores comfortable for customers. For his part, Poirier is working with his state representative, a former police officer, to pass a bill barring repeat offenders from selling goods to secondhand stores and pawn shops. Poirier would also like to see tougher penalties for businesses that allow stolen goods under their roofs. But recovering addict Kevin Boudreau says such efforts will only go so far.
I believe that an addict in the morning, if you wake up and you're sick, is going to get high no matter what he has to go through to get it.
Even though he's many months past the worst grip of heroin withdrawal, Boudreau says he's tormented by heroin dreams at night and still wakes up fighting the urge to go back to using and stealing. He wants to get a job and a truck and a house and be a better father to his kids, but he's not sure he'll be strong enough to do that. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.